Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy, and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, we've spent this entire week, Monday through Thursday, in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, being reminded of some of those age-old lessons that we've been taught since being knee-high to a grasshopper, but that we've struggled to implement in our adult lives just because we are stubborn and have a desire to do things our own way. But today on this Friday, because we made it to Friday, y'all, we're stopping by Psalm 103 verse 8. Psalm 103 verse 8, and really it's a perfect wrap up to the week because it reminds us of why we're called to do all that Proverbs has called us to do. It says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love." The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. We started out the week talking about the importance of having gentle answers. We kept talking about having patience and self-control. We kept talking about displaying understanding rather than foolishness by being in control and patient at all times. And this verse today tells us why. We do it because the Lord is compassionate and gracious toward us. And we do it because the Lord is slow to anger toward us. And we do it because the Lord's love abounds toward us. As believers and children of the Most High, our desire and our endeavor ought to be every single moment of every single day to live as examples of God's love toward us, to be compassionate as God has been toward us, to be gracious as God has been toward us. The scripture says that his mercies are new every morning and that we haven't been consumed because his compassions don't fail toward us. Because God is slow to anger toward us and he loves us beyond measure. So as you've wrapped up this week, I pray that the lessons from Proverbs have permeated your being, have settled into your spirit, that you won't just take them as challenges for each day this week, but that you'll find a way to incorporate that patience, self-control, compassion, and love and grace into your day-to-day living as you encounter those that God places in your path. I hope that you've been blessed this week. My prayer for you is that your weekend will be spectacularly wonderful and that you'll join me right back here on Monday morning for a new week of the Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy. Listen, I wanted to take a few moments to say thank you to each of you who continues to tune in to the Daily Anchor every morning. I also want to say thanks to those of you who show your support by sharing and liking and even subscribing to the podcast on iTunes and other podcasting platforms. You are helping to grow this community, and for that, I am grateful. I want to invite you to visit my website at www.pastorzeddy.com, www.pastorzeddy.com. There you'll be able to find out a little bit more about the ministry that God has called me to, and you can visit my bookstore and find a copy of my latest book, Sufficient Grace. Sufficient Grace is a 7-day devotional designed for single women, but I also think that it'll be a blessing to those of you who are married or in relationship even now. So go to the website, www.pastorzeddy.com, place your order, and if you order the physical copy of the book, I will personally sign it and ship it back out to you. All right, you guys, I thank you again for your support, and I hope you'll continue tuning in every morning for your Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now.